This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1734. This is dated, Baruch Hashem, the 24th day of Tammuz, Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvrocha. There is the beginning of the letter is dotted out, so I don't know what it is, but it looks like in this case, the Rebbe was talking to somebody from, the Rebbe had some expectation of this person. He was a Chabadnik, he was associated with Chabad, and the Rebbe expected a little bit more from him, and the Rebbe starts off with what we have over here, you know, that the time has already come, the Rebbe is saying, that we should need to remind you, to wake you up, that you have to do extra, that you should give and be careful, additional, in extra things, but not about main, elementary matters. Apparently, the Rebbe was talking to him, somebody who the expectation was that he should behave or conduct himself in a more, in a better way. And the Rebbe says, I'd like to remind you, for better to be, not to have to remind you about very initial, simple, main things. That should be something that I shouldn't have to remind you. You should know that on your own. So the main thing the Rebbe says, you should remember, and you should wake yourself up to the idea, what is the whole intent with Tamimim? The Rebbe had the yeshiva that they called the Tamimim. The Tamimim is that their job is to be lamps to illuminate specifically, which means not just to live for yourself, but to be lamp lighters or lamp illuminating lights. And for sure, since you know him, so you will find, so I guess the Rebbe was writing the letter to somebody about somebody else. That's not the person himself, but the Rebbe says, since you know this fellow who the Rebbe is talking about, you will find the fitting words that, so that in the end, it should be able to penetrate. It should take that person through. It's known, the expression of my father-in-law. And I believe the Rebbe says that it's been quoted in the Yom Yom. That notwithstanding the fact that baking bread is essential, it's a very important task. If you don't have a baker, doesn't produce bread, then that will be a bad, not good, right? But somebody who has the ability to occupy himself in matters of precious stones and pearls, and instead of that, he occupies himself in baking bread, then that's not the way it should be at all and at all. Basically meaning to say that if one has more talent and more ability and more capabilities, and he can contribute a lot, cannot be satisfied with just doing a little bit, with satisfying doing some work that anybody else can do. And the Rebbe is therefore saying to convince this individual that he has to know that the goal of a Tamim is to reach out, to illuminate. And therefore, don't just be happy with yourself and your own standing, but making sure that we can encourage you to go ahead and do a little bit more in the outside. That's not enough for you. Maybe enough for other people, but not for a Tamim, basically.